Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Today is a beautiful day. It's another wonderful day of working on yourself for personal empowerment, for growth, and for contemplating and looking at yourself. And that's what spiritual empowerment is all about. So today, what our episode will focus on spiritual guidance, will focus on working on ourselves, focus on the spiritual aspect of getting ourselves together just one day at a time. And as always, we start with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you will, with just support and assistance, strive to develop those tools necessary for you to become a better person. It's all about growth. It's all about change. It's all about you becoming a better person and working on yourself every day. Acknowledging growth within yourself that you will become better each day, every day, just one day at a time. And that's what it's all about. It's all about you working on yourself, the individual within, and making that part of you a priority and trying to balance your external world and your internal world. So today, we will examine ourselves. And the question would be, what kind of person are you? Who are you? What are you really all about? What kind of man, what kind of woman are you? And can you see clearly what's going on in your life? Can you see clearly the aspects of your life where you are completely in need of some help in terms of the direction that you're going in? Can you see clearly the question marks that lay ahead in your life because of your actions and your activities? Can you see clearly the type of person that you are? Can you see your flaws? Can you see your consistent mistakes? Can you see your consistent misjudgments, bad decisions, poor choices? Can you clearly see within yourself your patterns of abuse, disrespect? Can you truly see yourself as you are? Now, I remind you that no one here is perfect. But do you take the time to just look at yourself? Examine yourself? Do you take the time to stop pointing the finger at other people and point it squarely at yourself? Do you take the time to examine your values, your virtues, your covenants, things that you say you're all about, and things that you say you believe, do you actually believe them? And more importantly, on this day, do you practice what you believe in? Do you have enough courage to stand up for what it is that you say you believe in? Then you have to ask yourself, what do you believe? And are you an active practitioner of what it is that you say your faith is? You constantly walk in faith and believe that your higher power will always be available for you for support and assistance when you need it? Or are you one of those fair weathered friends with fair weather faith? Always find some reason to become disappointed with life. Just find some reason to yell and kick and scream each day of your life about something that's going wrong. Are you that kind of person that just don't know which way to go? And I challenge you today to begin to examine yourself. Examine your ways. Examine your values. Examine your virtues. Examine yourself. Examine those qualities of character that say that you are the best person that you could be. Examine those characteristics that say, who am I? What am I doing here? What am I all about? Can you have spiritual values that go beyond the singing, if that's what your thing is? Or go beyond the preaching, if that's what your thing is? Or go beyond the prayers, if that's what your thing is? Now, I'm not here to put anyone down, but my whole story is, are you accountable for what you believe in? And are you committed to your belief? And all my challenge is one of character. Can you continue to become the best person that you can be by utilizing your own character traits, by utilizing your own belief system, by practicing what it is that you preach? Can you become the best person that you can be by having the character and the strength of character? It says you don't manipulate people for gain. It says that you don't take what's not yours. You don't steal or kill or rob or hurt or maim or disrespect. What kind of person are you? And when you look down inside the heart, and when you look at yours, what do you see? Do you see hurt or do you see love? Do you see peace or do you see pain? What is coming out of you? What is it that's coming out of you every day? What is it that your family members experience? What is it that your friends experience when they're around you? Particularly for a period of time when all your commercials go away and all your masks fall off, then who are you? What are you really all about? And are you that scarecrow? Or are you that cowardly lion? Or are you that tin man? Or woman? Which one are you? And can you stand up and say, today I will begin to become a better person? I will begin to examine my ways. I will begin to truly practice what it is that I say I believe in. You have to be able to understand what it is that your purpose is in life and continue to strive toward making that your reality. You can grow. You can change. All I'm asking you to do for just a moment is to begin to humble yourself. Begin to open your heart up. Open your mind up. Just listen a little bit more. Become just a little more patient with others. You become a little more patient with yourself. Work on yourself. Work on your stuff. Work on your issues. Whatever it is, let it begin with you. Let it begin with your efforts on the inside, with your thinking, your feelings, and your mind, and your heart. There are plenty of people out here that have ulcers, and ulcers are physical manifestation of the emotional and mental trauma that's going on the inside. The strongest part of you is your mind, and your mind can impact and influence your external world, particularly your body. Who are you? What kind of person are you? Be the type of person that continues to always find a reason to quit striving towards your goals. Are you the kind of person that always make resolutions or join some group or always trying something different but never really able to finish very many projects or ideas? Are you the kind of person that's always making a statement about what you plan to do next, get started, and never finish? Are you the type of person that has the great ideas but no follow through? What is it that continues to hold you back, to stop you from becoming the best person that you can be, to working those ideas and believing that you can do it? And I challenge you today, set a goal. Make that goal happen. Consistently work toward the accomplishment of that goal or that idea. You can do it. You just take the time out, set aside time for a quiet period and quiet relaxation. You just take a few moments of contemplation and reflection. If you set a course that has everything to do with your agreement that you make with yourself and then commit to it, become consistent at working at it, you will see the change happen. Can you evolve to a place where you are consistent? Your actions are balanced. And you're not too emotionally high or too emotionally low. And you don't swing back and forth on the pendulum of emotions between happy and sad, between joy and mad. And can you be balanced in your actions, in your moods? Can you be balanced mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally? Can you balance your heart? And can those heart actions balance in everything that you do? And they're seen, and they're known, and they're respected, and they're honored by everything that you do, everything that you think, and everything that you say. Life is mind, life is mental, life is emotional, life is thought, life is thinking, and life is physical. Can you balance those aspects and elements of yourself every day to become the best person that you can be? And as we continue to walk this tightrope of life, can you walk forward, focused on your goal, remaining upright and balanced and steady, walking in faith and complete confidence in yourself and your gifts and your talents and your abilities? Can you focus enough every day until you reach your goal? And can you keep your attention centered accomplishment? Can you keep your attention centered and focused on achieving your goals every day? Can you focus your mind on success? Can you focus your mind on remaining upright and steady in all of your ways? And can you build a foundation of person that says, I have moral character, and that the words that come out of your mouth reflect who it is that you are on a consistent basis? Now, you know, as people, we have a way of changing ourselves as we go into different venues or different aspects of our lives, whether it's in the community or whether it's at work. Or no matter where you are, you seem to put on a different hat for the different people that you are around. When you hang with your friends, you do one thing and say one thing. And when you're with the church crowd or the mosque crowd or the club crowd, you're different then too. But today, can you become one? That single-minded individual that's consistent in who he or she is on a regular basis. Can you today, just for a moment, humble yourself to see all the goodness that exists within you? Can you become love on a daily basis? Can you become peace on a daily basis? Can you walk this earth with peace in your heart, love in your mind? As you continue to walk, those things that you want and need shall be made available for you. Can you walk this journey with positive thinking, positive ways in which you're being, that reflects, that radiates, that makes you an example for children and for others to follow? Can you become that man or woman that is an example of personal empowerment, the example of leadership, the example of a man, the example of a woman, the example that someone else can model themselves behind? Not a false one, but one of consistency. One that says, I am who I am all of the time, the very same. And I love myself. I appreciate myself. I respect myself. What kind of person are you? Do you respect yourself in all of your ways? Are all of your ways reflective of the respect and love that you have for yourself? Are your ways reflected in everything that you do? Are your ways positive, peaceful, honoring such a wonderful individual as yourself? You have so much to be thankful for. Can you practice gratitude on a daily and consistent basis? Can you practice giving? You know, a lot of us are self-centered, selfish, self-directed, in a way that you're always thinking about me, 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 give me, give me, give me, take, 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 take. Can you become the example of selflessness, where it's not about you anymore, little you, but the big Y-O-U? It's about how you feel. You feel good about giving. And you feel good about becoming grateful for things that you do have. And you feel good that you can walk around with love in your heart. And you can feel good that you can make a difference right at home. And you can feel good that you can make a difference right inside of your own home. And that love and that peace radiates within you and in your home and in your family members, and then it takes a step outside of your home and into your community. And can you reflect in your every action the love and the peace that's needed to change your world? Just within you, just within yourself, just within your home, just within your family, just within your community. Can you be the difference? Can you become the difference in your community just by changing the very way that you think? Can you examine your ways? And whatever you believe in, can you say today that I will practice faithfully what I believe in? I will practice faithfully what it is that I believe in every day. And if I am a Christian, I will walk like Christ. If I am a Muslim, I will walk like Muhammad. If I am Buddhist, I will become the Buddha. And can you reflect those principles? And can we get away from race and color and get into humanity one mind, and the one blood that runs through all of our veins. And that is peace, love, joy, happiness. And can you walk this earth with peace, joy, love, and happiness in your heart in a very selfless way? Can you humble yourself enough to begin to practice taking a step back from yourself and from the world, from all the gadgets, from all the television, from all the smartphones, from all the computers, from all the tablets, from all the games, from all the TV shows, from all the things that you like? Can you take a step back from that, from all the foods, from all the trappings, from all the fashion, from all of the movies, Netflix, and the DVDs? And can you take a step back from all the sports and the games, all the game shows and all of the trappings that's here, all the music and CDs and all of the things that are offered to us every day? And can you, for just a few moments out of your day, take the time to begin to reflect on who you are, the direction that your life is going in? Can you get to a place of peace within your heart? And can you remain in this place within that is very still, very peaceful, very tranquil, a place that you know and understand who you are and what your purpose is in life? Can you define that purpose by your every action? That's what it's all about. Definition of who I am. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. And these things that we're practicing here, no, nothing new, but it's something that we have to become consistent at working on every day. My heart is open. Can you say that? My heart is open. I'm not looking over my shoulder. I don't feel that everyone is against me. There's always some dirty trick waiting to happen, something negative right around the corner. But can you say, I accept life on its own terms, and whatever comes my way, I will deal with it in peace, in joy, in love, and in happiness? Because this is my life. This is my day. And this is the day that the Lord made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So if you would, if you don't know who you are, will you rejoice with me today, knowing that you have right now? You have today. And prayerfully, tomorrow when you wake up, you'll have another chance to work on getting it right. That's the best part of life. When you begin to work on yourself, can you begin to work on your ways? Can you begin to work on the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of person that you want to reflect? And can that person reflect in everything that you do? everything that you think and everything that you say. If you could do that, then you're on your way to becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. So the message is clear. Find out who you are. Find out what kind of person you are. Examine yourself. Examine your ways. Work on yourself. Become a better person today and every day. This is Marvin Rohn, and this is Spiritual Guidance, Empowerment 365, working on having you to find out who you are, what you all about. Join me again next Sunday for another Spiritual Guidance series that talks about who you are, where you're going, and what you're all about. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com for more Empowerment 365. Have a great day. Love on someone and become the best person you can be today and every day. Have a great day. Work on yourself, people. Peace.